ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரண அரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ரா சாப்டர் 2 அவிரோத அத்யாய பாதா 2 ரச்சனானுபபத்யதிகரணம் ரச்சனானுபபத்தேச்ச ந அனுமானம் பிரவத்தேச்ச பயோம்புவத் சேத் தத்ராபி வெதிரேகானவஸ்திதேச்ச அனபேக்ஷத்வாத் அன்யத்ர பாவாச்ச ந த்ருணாதிவத் அப்யுபகமேபி அர்த்தாபாவாத் புருஷாஸ்மவத் இதி சேத் ததாபி அக்னித்வானுபபத்தேச்ச அன்யதானுமிதௌ ச ஞசக்தி வியோகாத் விப்ரதிஷேதாச்ச அசமஞ்சசம் மகத்தீர்காதிகரணம் மகத்தீர்கத்வா ஹ்ரஸ்வ பரிமண்டலாப்யாம். வி ஹவ் பீன் சீயிங் திஸ் சூத்ரா இன் தி லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். திஸ் இஸ் தி 11th சூத்ரா, செகண்ட் பாதா, செகண்ட் சாப்டர், 182nd ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. Before I go further with this sutra, I am going to preempt a few things today. Generally, many people consider Brahma Sutras as a very dry subject. In that so-called dry Brahma Sutra also, the second pada of second chapter that we are doing now is considered very dry subject. That is the one we are going through now. And in this pada, we do not learn Vedanta. We do not even defend Vedanta, and we only examine other systems. And after a lot of struggle and examination, what do? We put them all into waste paper basket. Why should we study and leave is a question, and people wonder about the content of this chapter. Often this chapter is very often dropped. There is a shloka, தர்மார்த்தம் யஸ்ய வித்தேஹா வரம் தஸ்ய நிரீஹதா ப்ரக்ஷாலானாத்திபங்கஸ்ய தூராத் தூராத் அஸ்பர்ஷணம் வரம். சோ தூராத் அஸ்பர்ஷணம், வி ஃபைண்ட் ஓன்லி எ ஃபியூ பீப்புள் கம்மிங் டு பிரம்மசூத்ரா கிளாஸஸ், அண்ட் ஈவன் அமங் தோஸ் ஆல்சோ ஓன்லி எ ஃபியூ கோ பியாண்ட் சதுஷ்ஷோஸ்திரி. அண்ட் ஸ்டில் அமங் தோஸ் ஹூ வாண்ட் டு ஸ்டடி த என்டையர் பிரம்மசூத்ரா, தே ஆஃபன் ஸ்கிப் the second pada of second chapter. We choose to teach it because I wanted to learn it myself. There are about 45 sutras in this pada, and we are in sutra 11. And this is a very, very challenging chapter, this particular pada. Actually, when I was doing the Chandogya lectures, when I told somebody that I have been going through the entire Chandogya, they said, oh, normally people do only the 6, 7, 8 chapters. Why are you doing the first 5 also? Yeah, they are all only upasanas. I said, that is the only way I will learn. So now there are 45 sutras in this pada. We are only in the 11th sutra. Another 35 are still there. So if you have to dose in between, that may be fine. But that being contagious, I don't want to dose away anyway as teacher. But fortunately, in that case, it may not arise at all, since most videos are off. Anyway, we completed the general introduction to this adhikaranam in the last class. Now we will come to the general analysis of this sutra, in which Vyasacharya refers to certain technical words of Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophy. Therefore, we need to understand at least some basic concepts in a simple manner. Here we will see a little bit of Nyaya Vaisheshika theory of creation. And they say, before the creation, all the elements were in atomic form, which he calls his Paramanavaha. Paramanu is atom, Paramanavaha, plural. He accepts there are 5 elements. Paramanus are 4 elements, that is Prithvi Paramanu, Jala Paramanu, Agni Paramanu, and Vayu Paramanu. The Paramanus are infinite in number. Akasha, even though it's an element, is not born out of Paramanu because it does not have parts at all. And therefore, Akasha is eternally in the same form. According to them, these are all Nyaya Vaisheshika. And as regards Nyaya Vaisheshika, Akasha is partless and Nityaha Niravayavaha. It is eternal and partless. But Vedanta does not accept both. In Vedanta, Akasha is not Nityaha. There is a Shruti Pramana. Tasmadva etasmadaka atmana akasha sambhutaha akasha vayu, etc. We have seen that, Taittiriya Upanishad. Because it is born, Akasha is born, Vedanta claims Akasha also has got subtle avayavas. Even though for all practical purposes, perceptual purposes, we say it is niravayavam, but strictly speaking, in Vedanta, Akasha also is endowed with sukshma avayavas, subtle avayavas. Therefore, Akashaha savayavaha janyatvat gatavat, because it is born. That seems to be true also, because in the theory of relativity, they talk of curved space, expanding space and all that. So science also seems to support us in some way. Anyway, let us forget Vedanta for the time being. Thus, the Nyaya Vaisheshika, they say, Akasha is Nityaha and Niravayavaha. And therefore, Akasha Paramanu is not there. It will be eternally there as is. Whereas the other four bhutas, elements, existed in Paramanu form during Pralaya, before Srishti, before creation. And then what happened? When all the Jivas, karmas, which he calls as adrishta. In Nyaya Vaisheshika language, the karma, punya, papa and all, they call by the term adrishta. When they were, then that was ready for fructification. So adrishta vashatim, the paramanus, they join together. They do not have any motions by themselves, but because of the force of adrishtam, paramanus move at the time of srishti. And what happens? Two prithvi paramanus, they join. Two jala paramanus, they join. Two agni paramanus join. And when two atoms join, a molecule is produced. And in the first molecule that is produced, since two paramanus are involved, it is called dvi-anuka. Dvi-anukam. Dvi-anukam has got two paramanus. In English, we can call it as dyad molecule. And combination of two atoms, two paramanus. Then what happens? Three dyads, not three paramanus, three dyads, that is three prithivi dvi anukam, will combine together and form a three anukam. And but we have to be very careful here, as I told, even though we call it three anukam, it does not consist of three paramanus and it means three dyads. Each dyad has two paramanus. So it will have six paramanus. They are going to be there in a triad. It is called a triad molecules. So atom produces dyad molecules and dyad molecules produce triad molecules and further four triad molecules will produce chatur anukam. And it goes on, pancha anukam, shatta anukam, sapta anukam and all that. Therefore, there are three levels. Anu is paramanu, fundamental. Then dvi anukam, two of them join together to form a dyad and three anukam and three dyads join to become a three anukam. So atom, dyad, triad. And atom produces dyad molecule, dyads produce triads and all. So when Vyasacharya, what he wants to show is, when you take the dimensions of these three, that is atoms, dyad molecules, and triad molecules, and you analyze the dimensions, he tells the Nyaya Vaisheshika, you find your own law is violated. Which law? Karana gunaha karye swasamana jatiyam gunantaram utpadayati. Yesterday we saw this. Karana gunaha karye swasamana jatiyam gunantaram utpadayati. That law is violated at two levels. The atom produces dyad molecules. This rule is violated. And when dyads produce triads also, this rule is violated. And to show this, we should know the dimension of each one. And according to Nyaya Vaisheshika theory, The dimension of a Paramanu is called Parimandalyam. Minuteness. We can call it minuteness. Its adjective is Parimandala. So we have a minute Parimandala, Paramanu, and it produces what? Dvi-anuka or dyad molecule. And what is its dimension? According to Nyaya Vedanta Darshana, the dimension in this context is called Anutvam and Hraswatvam. The dimension is called Anutvam and Hraswatvam. Anutvam, we can translate it into smallness, and Hraswatvam as shortness. So the corresponding adjective is going to be Anu and Hraswam. That is small and short dyad molecule it produces. We have a small and short dyad molecule. Minute molecule is the father, that is the Paramanu is the father, and it produces a dyad and triad molecule, two dyads join, the three dyads join and all that. Fine. Then this small, short dyad molecule, it produces what? He says, they produce big and long triad molecule. The small and short dyad molecule produces big and long triad molecule. In Sanskrit, we call it as Mahat and Dirga Triyanukam. Anu, Hraswa, Dvi-anukam, and Parimandala Paramanu. This is what, originally, this is what Parimandala Paramanu was there. They joined and you got Anu, Hraswa, Dvi-anukam, that is small and short. And therefore, Parimandala Paramanu, minute atom, produces Anu, Hraswa, Dvi-anukam, small, short dyad molecule. And this Anu, Hraswa, Dvi-anukam, small short dyad molecule, it produces Mahat, Dirga, Tri-anukam, big, long triad molecule. This much, if you remember, it's adequate to deal with this adhikarana. Here, the substances involved are what? Paramanu, that is atom, producing a dyad molecule, and dyad molecule producing triad molecule. It is going further, but we are only taking these three. So atom, dyad, and triad are the substances. Each one has gunas also. Namely, what are the gunas? Parimandalatvam, that is minuteness, anutva hraswatvam, small and short, and mahatvam, dirgatvam, big and long. Now Vyasa's argument is what? If your law is to be applied, the atom must be minute and dyad molecules also must be minute, being property of karanam, because the cause is the minute paramanu. According to you, the karana guna has to be in the karya. So parimandalyam must be equal, is the quality of dvi-anukam also, tri-anukam also, because karana gunaha karye svajatiyam. That is your law. But what do we find? When atom produces dyad molecule, the property produced are very different. So also when dyad molecules produce triad molecules, the parimana vishaye, in the dimensions, that is tavat niyamaha ullangitaha, your law is not valid. Therefore, either you say the law is wrong, or you say the law is, there is exception, I can happily say from, if you say it is wrong, I can also happily say from Chetanam Brahman, Jada Prapancha can come. Because that was his question. How can a Jada Prapancha, inert Prapancha can come from a sentient Brahman? So if you say this is okay for you, I can also say from Chetanam Brahman, Jada Prapancha can come. If you say the law has got exception, the exception is in the Parimana, then I will say Brahma Jagat Srishti also Astitva Vishaye. Law is upheld. Astitva means existence. It has got both existence. Astitva Vishaye, it is applied, whereas Chaitanya Vishaye, the law is not upheld, so I will call it an exception also. So therefore, yukti virodha doshaha nasti. There is no yukti, logical contradiction is not there according to Vyasacharya. This is the general analysis. And just to make the charge of the Nyaya Vaisheshika and the Advaitins more clear, let me try to slightly rephrase this discussion. Here we do in the second Adhikaranam, Mahat Dirgadhikaranam, where Vyasacharya refutes the Nyaya Vaisheshika system, especially the Vaisheshika Mata, because he charges Advaita with a defect in the theory of creation. He says, from Chetanam Brahman, Achetana Prapancha cannot come. We already mentioned this. Based on the unique law that he is upholding. And if you remember the law, Karana Gunaha, Karye, Swasamana Jatiyam Gunantaram, Upadeti. We already saw that. So the property of the cause produces another similar property in the effect. Another similar property in the effect, not the same property. The property of the cause never comes to the effect. In Sankhya Yoga philosophy, property of the cause inheres in the effect. In Nyaya Vaisheshika, the property does not inhere in the effect, but the causal property brings about another separate property in the effect. We saw these things yesterday, which is similar to that of obtaining in the cause. For example, the whiteness of the thread produces another whiteness. Not redness, another whiteness in the cloth, sajatiya. This we have discussed in detail. So Vyasacharya points out, you are talking of violation of this law in Vedanta, but on scrutiny, the law is violated in your own theory. And for that purpose, we study his theory of creation. That's what we have been doing. He said, atom produces first small molecule, then big molecule, and minute atom produces short and small dyad. And short, small dyad produces big, long triad molecule. So we can say minute atom as MA and short and small dyad SSD and big and long triad BLT. So MA produces SSD to BLT. This is going to be very confusing. This is the creation. And MA is the property. And atom is the substance. And in the second SSD, the short and small is the property. And D, the dyad molecule, is a substance. And in the third layer, triad, in the triad is the substance, the bigness, longness, they are all properties. So here the minute property in the form of atom produces big molecule in the third stage and further stages. So minute atom produces big molecule. Minuteness and bigness are different attributes. They do not belong to the same jati. Minuteness should produce only minute molecules alone, as white thread produces another fabric of whiteness. As the property of the molecule, that is, it should be maintained. One is unable to explain minuteness producing bigness and longness in Vaisheshika philosophy particularly. And if they say that the moment atom produces molecule, that the minuteness is lost, and bigness replaces the minuteness. This argument is not acceptable to us because minuteness of atom is eternal property. How can it be replaced? An inherent eternal property cannot be replaced. When the substance with minuteness as property produces a molecule, this cannot be changed. This argument is not tenable. And he can say that minuteness is not lost, but when several atoms join together, and when several minuteness join together, the cumulative effect of all minuteness becomes large. He argues that way. And Shankaracharya and Vyasacharya, they say that this can be argued by Sankhya Yoga philosophers, but not by Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophers. This argument is valid, but you cannot argue. Sankhya Yoga can, but you cannot. Why? We accept the minuteness joined together to make it large. True. Minuteness of atom will be there in atom, and minuteness can join and can make joined item and make the product molecule large. And the Vaisheshika philosophers cannot apply this particular rule because they say karana gunaha karye na anuvartante. Minuteness of the cause cannot go to the molecule, and how can it make the molecule large in Vaisheshika? So little drops makes an ocean is applicable to all systems of Vedanta, Sankhya and all others. But this rule does not apply to Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophers. Because for them, the largeness is not an addition of minuteness, but a separate property produced out of minuteness. He can never explain minuteness producing smallness or largeness. The Nyaya Vaisheshika, in the case of Paramanu joining and making product molecule large and big, violates their general law. Karana guna karye swasamana jatiyam gunantaram utpadayati. And if they say, in the case of dimension, the exceptions are there, then Vedantins also, they may accept, oh, in color it's okay. But in dimension there are exceptions, then Vedantins also would say, in the case of Vedanta also there is an exception of Chetana Vastu producing a Chetana Prapancha. Because this was what he was calling it as a defect in Vedanta, for which this is how Vyasacharya and Shankaracharya are trying to refute his argument. Now let us see the word analysis. The sutra is what? Mahat Dirgatva Hraswa Parimandalabhyam. First, let us see a running name. Mahat Dirgatva. Dirgavata. Mahat Dirgavata. Like the origination of the big long triad, BLT, big long triad, war, and also the small short diet. The war refers to the small short diet molecule, SSD. Hraswam Parimandalabhyam, out of small short diet and minute atom respectively. So, like the origination of a big long triad molecule, out of small short diet molecule and minute atom respectively, then we have to complete the sutra. How? The world is born out of Brahman. That has to be supplied, it's not there in the sutra. Now let us see the significance of the words. Mahat Dirghavate Va. Mahat means big. Dirgha means long. And we have to supply the word Tri Anuka. Tri Anuka means that is Mahat Dirgha Tri Anukavate. Like the big and small triad molecule. Mahat Dirghavate. This refers to that particular thing. Then Va. Va means just as. So just as the big long triad molecule is born, that is the birth is understood here. Mahat Dirghatri Anukavate is the meaning for this particular sentence. And already we are struggling with the big long triad and the small short diet. And here, interestingly, when the Tarkikas come, they take it to any extent. One of the sub-commentators, what he says, he has written a very big commentary for Brahma Sutra Bhashyam, he has written a commentary. It is called Brahma Vidyavarana, very elaborate commentary. And he is worried about the grammatical propriety of the compound Mahat Dirgha. And he gets into a big Purvapaksha Siddhanta on Vyakarana Sutras on this. And he says, Mahat Dirgham is wrong based on Panini. It should be only Mahadirgham. Who cares? Between that and this, we already are struggling with understanding this particular concept. Then how do you do? Then the sub-commentator establishes, you don't find fault with Vyasacharya. He knows better grammar than you. And therefore, Mahat Dirghavati is correct itself. There is no need to change it. Anyway, I don't want to go into any detail because I just only want to point out to what extent all these commentators take various things, even small things, big things, in a very, very big manner. Anyway, just as an aside note, so Mahat Dirghavati, just as the big long triad is born, molecule is born, and the next word is Va. Va refers to the birth of the small short diet molecule. That should be understood. Va is equal to Anu Hraswam Vi Anukavate. Just as a small short diet molecule is born by the joining of two minute atoms. Therefore, we have two just as here. Two just as is used twice here. Just as a big long triad is born, and just as a small short diet is born, and these two are born out of what? That is said in the next word. Hraswa Parimandalabhyam. The word Hraswa means small short diet, SSD, Anu Hraswa Dvyanukam. And Parimandalabhyam means minute atoms. and we have to supply respectively here. Therefore, just as the big long triad and small short dyad are born out of small short dyad and the micro paramanu, it's respectively, where respectively is important. Because if you want to split the sentence and understand only, it's easy. If you split it, it will read as, just as a big long triad molecule is born out of small short dyad molecule, and just as small short dyad molecule is born out of this paramanu. Paramanu, the minute atom. In the same way, out of Chetanam Brahman, Achetanam Jagat can be happily born. Do not charge me with any defects. That is the way Vyasacharya wanted to argue in the same language of Vaisheshikas. Hrasvascha Parimandalascha, so Hrasvam Parimandale Tabhyam. This is Panchami. Anyway, with this, the small Adhikaranam is over. As I said in the last class, this Adhikaranam should have been better placed in the Purva Pada, previous Pada. And that already, also, this is called the Sangatihi. We already talked about it yesterday. Now let us go to the next Adhikaranam. Paramanu Jagat Akaranatva Adhikaranam. Paramanu Jagat Akaranatva Adhikaranam. Ubayatapi Na Karma Ataha Tadabhavaha. Ubayatapi Na Karma Ataha Tadabhavaha. This is the 12th Sutra of this Pada, 183rd running Brahma Sutra. First, let us see the general introduction to this Adhikaranam. This is the third and the bigger Adhikaranam with 6 sutras. It is called Paramanu Jagat Akaranatva Adhikaranam. Or we can say Vaisheshika Mata Khandana Adhikaranam. Refuting Vaisheshika Mata strongly here. And this Adhikaranam refutes or examines, scrutinizes the Nyaya Vaisheshika, their philosophy. And the Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophy is specifically discussed here from the standpoint of creation theory. So the other aspects are not taken very much here, even though there are so many other aspects of Vaisheshikas. We are only talking about only the creation theory. And we differentiate Vedanta and Vaisheshikam from the point of view of creation only here. Because creation is such a field, Srishti, is such a field where the differences are felt prominently. As we said, Nyaya Vaisheshikam and Sankhya Yoga, they both say matter is the material cause of creation. Vedanta is a unique system of teaching, which says that consciousness is material cause of the creation. It is a very mind-boggling concept. Even now, the scientists are not able to digest this idea. Therefore, it is from this angle we examine Nyaya Vaisheshika system. And the Nyaya Vaisheshika system, they say, Paramanu, the basic matter, is the basis of creation. According to them, the basis of creation is Paramanu. And we refute this theory. Therefore, this is called Paramanu Jagat Akaranatva Adhikaranam. Not Karanatva, but Akaranatva Adhikaranam, refutation of Paramanu as the material cause of creation. This is the general introduction to this Adhikaranam. Now let us go to the general analysis of the first sutra. Here Vyasacharya says that in Vaisheshika Matam or Paramanu Vada, they cannot explain the creation because they say before creation originated, there were atoms, paramanus, in the form of 4 elemental paramanus, namely Prithivi Paramanavaha, Jala Paramanavaha, Agni Paramanavaha, and Vayu Paramanavaha. And as I told, Akasha is not an anu, and it is all pervading principle. And before creation, all paramanus stood isolated and all alone. They won't even see each other. They remain static without relationship or combination with each other, like Navagrahas in temples. The Navagrahas in temples are not supposed to look at each other in the temples. If they look at each other, then what happens? It becomes the horoscope of the temple. So all should look away. Like each Paramanu remains static isolated without any relationship. Then what happens? The time of karma ripening comes. Adrishtam, I mentioned earlier. Adrishtam is karma, punya, papas, and all that. So the time of karma ripening, fructification comes, which they call Adrishtam. It's a common name for both punyam and papa. So when Adrishtam is ready to fructify, these paramanus, which were all static and isolated, they start running and they bombard each other and they start joining together. Two atoms make a dyad, three dyads make triads, and four triads, they make a tetrad, and further pentad, and all that thing they make. This is the theory of creation. That is how the entire universe evolved. And not only they join together and form molecules, and these molecules, when they become bigger, they join further, and they become visible agni. The subtle agni becomes visible agni, visible water, visible air, visible vayu. Therefore, from the paramanus, the chaturbhutani, all the four elements are created by the combination. And not only that, once the bhutas are created, the elements are created, out of the elements, all the bodies also emerge. Baudhika sharirani api, all the physical bodies come. This is the theory of creation. And that is being refuted here. Here Vyasacharya asks, as to how the inert atoms join together intelligently. Important word, intelligently. The approach is very close to the Sankhya refutation which we did earlier. The arguments are also very similar. If you want, you can refer to the second sutra where we did this in detail. And joining to that together, how do they form this wonderful creation? So much of cosmic order. Not only the wonderful body, the sense organs, complicated brain. Then he says, it happens because of the force of Adrishtam, the punya papas karmas. And that pushes the paramanus to combine together. Then Vyasacharya asks, where is the Adrishtam located? There are only two possibilities that is going to be said in this sutra. Number one, they should rest in the paramanu itself. The Adrishtam should rest in the paramanu itself. And if so, the situation is not better because paramanu is also jadam and Adrishtam is also jadam. And karma palam, they are also jadam. Therefore, paramanu and adrishtam are also jadam. And therefore, how can jada paramanu, guided by, important word, guided by jada adrishtam, form an intelligent creation? For example, a car is a jadam. We all drive cars. It's all jadam. And you put a doll in front of the steering wheel, which is also jadam. How can the jadam doll intelligently drive that inert car? Because no inert object can intelligently organize itself without the backing of a chetana tattvam. And then he says, Adrishtam is located in the Atma. Because for him, Atma is eternal. Paramanus are eternal. Akasha is eternal. So he says, the Adrishtam resting in the Atma guides the Paramanu to join. So that the world is created for the benefit of whom? For the benefit of Atma. So that the Atma can have a gala time. It created for itself. Yeah, these words are all there in the Upanishad. So kamayata bahusyam praja yayeti. It decides, it's made sankalpa itself. So in that philosophy, in the peculiar philosophy, Abhnyaya Vaiseshikam, Atma is also jadam. Atma jadadravyam, that's what they say. Then how come we experience Atma as we live, the Chetana Vastu? He says, in Atma, consciousness is generated as a property. We experience Atma because we are Chetana Vastu, we experience. He says, in Atma, consciousness is generated as a property. And only when the consciousness property is generated, and after the generation only, the Atma becomes Chetanam. Till that time, it is Jadam. And once the property of consciousness is generated in the Jada Atma, that Atma becomes Chetanam. For how long? as long as the property remains. Once the property goes away, again the atom becomes, Atma becomes Jada. So according to them, every time we sleep, Atma is Jada. On waking, anyway, one becomes Chetana, because consciousness again comes. And he has given what are the conditions for the generation of consciousness also. And one of the conditions required for Atma to become Chetanam is physical body. Only when the physical body is there after creation, then he says, Atma Manasa Samujyate. And thereafter, Chaitanyam Utpadyate. So this means before Srishti, conditions were not there for the generation of consciousness. It is almost like modern science perhaps. Before Big Bang, there was only matter. Then there was a soup of matter. And then the matter joined together and a particular configuration came. Life evolved, unicellular organisms came, and they even give a period. Life itself started in the cosmos only recently. What is recently? Billions of years ago. Then thereafter, human beings have come till very recently only. Recently are all millions and billions of years. Then the Nyaya Vaisheshika's theory is very similar. During Pralayam, there was no consciousness in Atma. And therefore, Atma is also Jadam. And the Adrishtam Punya Papa Karmas, located in Atma is Jadam. How can Jada Atma come Jada Adrishtam intelligently direct Paramanus? Is our question. To form this wonderful creation, how it can direct. And therefore, Ubayathapi. For the word Ubayatha, many meanings are given, but we are taking only one meaning here. Whether the Adrishtam is located in Paramanu or in Atma, there cannot be movement in the atom. Because intelligent, purposeful movement requires guidance from a Chetana Vastu. We dealt with this in the Sankhya discussion. I think yesterday, previous class, all the skillful, independent, purposeful, guided, all those terms you may remember. So intelligent, purposeful movement requires guidance from a Chetana Vastu, as we said in the Sankhya discussion. Here, intelligent, purposeful, independent, guided movement on the part of atom, Vyasacharya calls it as karma. What is karma? Intelligent, purposeful, independent, guided movement on the part of atom. He calls it karma. So karma is intelligent combination of paramanu. It is not possible because everything under Nyaya Vaisheshika system is inert. Like Adrishtam is inert, intelligence is inert, Atma is inert, and Kala, time principle also is inert. Sarvam inert mayam jagate. Since atomic combination is not possible, how can there be formation of dyads, dyad molecules and so on? Because first movement is still is not possible. And therefore, if dyads are not possible, how can there be dyads and further? How can there be four elements? Therefore, creation itself is impossible according to your theory. Because the first movement of the atom itself, you cannot explain. It is Jada Vastu. Therefore, the possibility of the creation is not possible under Nyaya Vaisheshika system. This is the general analysis of the sutra. Now let us go to the word analysis. First, I'll give the running meaning as usual. What is the sutra? Ubayathapi na karma ataha tadabhavaha. Ubayathapi means either way na karma. Na karma means there is no motion in the atoms. In the atoms you have to supply. There is no motion. Ataha, therefore, tadabhavaha. There is no combination. Combination of what? Atoms. We have to supply that also. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of these words. Ubayata api. Ubayata, ubaya means two, both. In both ways or either way. That means actually what Vyasacharya has in mind in either way when he says, that we have to find out. Shankaracharya himself gives different commentaries for Ubayata. For this term Ubayata, he gives different commentaries. Because Vishwato Mukhatvam is there. Several possibilities are there. Several interpretations are possible. They exist. So we don't have to get confused going through so many of them. So he will take only one of the two possibilities that we just want to take here. The two possibilities are what? One is Adrishtam resting in the Paramanu. And number two, Adrishtam resting in Atma. So either way, na karma. Na karma means motion is not possible for Paramanu. Especially what kind of motion? Intelligent, purposeful motion. That is why he uses the word karma. Karma, here it is not zigzag motion. It's not zigzag. In chemistry or physics, we have got the Brownian movements and all that. The zigzag motion is not talked here. But directed and purposeful motion and combination. That is what is talked here. Because Prithivi Paramanu should join Prithivi Paramanu only, not the Jala Paramanu. It is not just to fall in love and getting attached, getting married. Look at horoscope, match, good muhurtam, all that thing, and then only they can get married here. How can an unintelligent Paramanu do that? Therefore, no activity. Ataha. Therefore, since motion is not there, karma abhavat. There's no motion. Tad, and tad abhavaha. Here, tad means the combination of atoms to form molecules. Tad abhavaha, it's not there. Simply put, formation of molecules, abhavaha, is impossible without motion of atoms. Motion of atoms is not possible without Chaitanya Tattva. You need a sentient principle. Chaitanya Tattva you need. Therefore, in keeping with the Pravritteshcha Sutra, we have seen earlier, if you remember the Sutra, Pravritteshcha, we did before. So that law we applied in the second Sutra earlier, while negating Pradana Karanavada at that time. We negated the Pradana, the Sankhya's Pradana Karanavada we negated at that time in that Sutra. We are using the same law here also to negate the Paramanu Karanavada. There it is Pradana Karanavada, here it is Paramanu Karanavada. Discussion, argument using Paramanu as a Karana. And the formation of molecule is not there, how can there be formation of creation itself, the universe? Therefore, you can never explain the creation. This is the first sutra. And this sutra requires some more understanding of the Vaisheshika Matam, which we'll see briefly also as we go further. Now let us go to the next sutra. Sutra 13. Samavaya Bipagamacha Samyat Anavastitehe. Sutra 13, 184th running Brahma Sutra. And in this sutra, Vyasacharya negates certain technical aspects of Vaisheshika philosophy. But before negating, we have to know what are the technical aspects. Let us now try to understand some fundamentals of Vaisheshika system. In Vaisheshika system, it divides the whole creation into seven categories or tattvas. Or padarthas. In English, we may say category perhaps. And the seven padarthas are what? Number one, substance. Substance or dravyam in Sanskrit. Number two is property or guna. Number three, action or karma. Number four, the universal. Universal, we call it samanya. And number five, the particular is visesha. Particular is versus the universal, it's the opposite of that. Visesha. And six is inherence. Inherence is samavayaha. Samavayaha is a new term that we are going to see. And seventh is non-existence or absence, abhavaha. These are the seven. Now we will briefly understand each one of them. Dravyam number one, it means the substance. That is the fundamental stuff of entire creation is a substance. The very solidity and tangibility of creation depends upon the substance only. That is why we use the word substantial. We will not go into details of substance here because he has subdivided substance also to many further subdivisions. We won't go into those details. That's not details for us right now. And the second one is property. For example, if you take a chair, chair is a substance. It can be red chair, blue chair, green chair, whatever chair it is. It can be long chair, short chair. So all these adjectives in English refers to property or guna. Property cannot exist independent of padartha, the substance. This exists in the substance inseparably. You have to understand clearly. The property exists inseparably in any substance. Then third one is action, karma. And activity is also inherent aspect of substance alone. And we cannot separate activity from the actor, the agent. For example, if the speaking activity is to be there, then what do you need? Speaker has to be there. It is also resting on substance only, the dravyam, number one. So we have got number one, two, three. So two and three depend on number one only, dravyam. Then four is universal, samanya. When we take the chair, for example, we said chair is a substance and it can have a property like blue chair, red chair, brown chair and all that. And it can also have an activity. If someone pulls it, it is not independent. If somebody pulls it, it can move. So in addition to its property, it has got one universality, namely all the red, blue, white chairs have one thing in common. What is that? Namely the chairness. Is common. So this property universal, it unites the chair by showing that every chair has got chairness, regardless of whether it is green chair, red chair, whatever chair it is, they all have got chairness, which reveals its universality or oneness. And this universality is called samanya. Chairness in the chair, the treeness in the tree. The manness in the man, all that. The womanness in the woman. In Sanskrit, it's called manushyatvam, vrikshatvam, all those things. Whenever you add the tvam, the suffix, chartvam, treetvam, actually there's a shloka, beautiful shloka. Naratvam, devatvam, va, nagavana, mrigatvam, pashupatehe. In Shivanandavari, actually we have seen this shloka. Pashutvam, keetatvam, va, bhavatu bhavate, kimvadapalam. So all these naratvam, devatvam, mrigatvam, pashutvam, kritatvam, all these tvams, they indicate the universal samadhi. To quote some example, because this is Shivanandagar's sloka, I just wanted to take this as a quotation. And Vaisheshika points out that universal also cannot be separated from the substance. As the first two, chairness cannot be separated from the chair. Therefore, the universal also rests in dravyam, number one. Therefore, number two, the second, third, fourth, all these properties, all those four aspects, they are all located in number one, namely dravyam. Dravyam seems to be the foundation on which everything is done. And the fifth one, the samanyam, the universal, next one is the particular, visesha, opposed to the universal. The universal unites all the members and the particular separates the members. Like for example, the chairness is universal, which unites the members, all members of chairs. But when you refer to a particular feature of the chair or particular feature of a person, like the thumb impression, for example, it's a particular feature, they take a thumb impression. Actually, skull arrangements also, it looks they are unique. Teeth arrangements, they are unique, it looks. Have particularity, one from the other. Which separates one another. Even though all happen to be the same universal human being, we have present. So there is separation based on all these particular quality, properties, thumb impressions, skull arrangement, all that. They also do the eyeball, that is, it's also used actually as a separating feature. So we have presented Visesha in a simple manner, but Visesha is a technical concept in this system of Nyaya Vaisheshika. We don't have to go into those details because you'll be too involved. Because Visesha is an unique and deep-rooted concept. This system of philosophy is called Vaisheshika. That is the reason, Visesha. So 2 to 5 are located in number one, that is Dravyam, the substance. No Padartha singly exists. And every padartha exists in association with number one, namely dravyam, the substance. Then number six, It is called samavayaha or inherence. I told you this is another new word, samavayaha or inherence. What is that? The intimate or the inseparable relationship existing between two padarthas is called samavayaha. The intimate or inseparable relationship existing between two padarthas. Like for example, between padartha 1 and 2, 1 and 3, 1 and 4, 1 and 5. 1 is dravya and all the other properties. 1 and 2, 1 and 3, 1 and 4, 1 and 5. So number 6 is relationship between 1 and 2, 1 and 3, 1 and 4, and 1 and 5. That is called samavaya, the relationship, inherence. And Vyasacharya will attack this samavaya. That's what he is going to attack. This is very fundamental concept of Vaisheshika. The samavaya is a very fundamental concept of Vaisheshika. Like the concept of Vishesha, the concept of samavaya is another fundamental concept. It is like Adhyasa of the Advaitin. The fundamental concept of Advaitam is what? Adhyasa. Therefore, in any philosophical debate, the aim of the attackers of Vedanta will be what? They will attack the Adhyasa Bhashya only. With which Brahma Sutra starts. And Adhyasa being the main topic on which Advaitam stands. Actually in Sri Bhashyam, Vishishtadvaitin, they talk about 7 types of illogicality or logical fallacy of Adhyasa, of Advaitam. We are not talking about those things here, but just want to only mention. Now there is philosophical debate between Vedanta and Vaisheshika now. And Vyasacharya attacks Samavaya. How? We will see it a bit later. Now we will come back to this, the Padartha discussion now, because that's not complete yet. Because we have done only 7 Padarthas. I said there are 6 Padarthas, where there are 7. The 7th and the last Padartha is absence or non-existence. And Vaisheshika's brilliance is what? What is that? He divides non-existence also into different types. There are 4 kinds of non-existence. Shankaracharya attacks this in his Upanishad Bhashyams. Non-existence, it doesn't exist. And there are 4 kinds of non-existence he brings. So whenever the context comes, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Sankhya, Acharya, he attacks in his Upanishad Bhashyams, all of them. But only thing is what? All these are all comprehensively discussed in the 2nd chapter, 2nd part of Brahma Sutra. In his Upanishad Bhashyam, he culls out from here and brings all those discussions there. So Abhava, the 7th feature, is attacked by in Brahma Sutra and Taittiriya Upanishad Bhashyams by Acharya, Sangharacharya. And Vyasacharya left it here. So having enumerated all the 7 Padarthas now, what we will do is, we will find out the fallacies that Vyasacharya points out here. And Vyasacharya says, not all the Padarthas from 1 to 5 do not exist independently. And everyone is associated with another padartha. 2 with 1, 3 with 1, 4 with 1, 5 with 1 substance. And if all the padarthas are associated with another padartha in the relationship of inherence, Vyasacharya asks, that is samavaya, inherence itself is a padartha, and being a padartha, it should also exist in association with another padartha. 6th one also is a padartha, and this also should exist in number 1. Number 1 is substance. So going with the flow of discussion, the 6th one, namely inherence, samavaya, also should exist or be located in dravyam, which is number 1, substance. And suppose he says yes. And Vyasacharya asks the questions, you told me that 2 is located in 1 in samavaya inherent relationship. 3 is located in 1 in samavaya relationship. And 4 is located in 1 samavaya relationship. 5 is also located in 1. And the 6th samavaya is also located in 1. If that is the case, now tell me what is the relationship of samavaya if located in number 1 dravyam. So dravya samavaya yoho madhye kaha sambandha. What is the relationship between this samavaya, which itself is inherence, its relationship, when it is also is related to in the substance? What is the relationship between the 2? And he has to say inherence also is located in the dravyam. Only inseparably. Because it should be like that. That was the condition we said. Everything should be inseparably located in the substance. And if he says like that, if he answers like that, what would it mean? Then samavaya is resting in one, that is dravyam, in samavaya sambandha relationship. And thus you have to introduce another samavaya. Because this is located in one. So you have to have another samavaya. Then Vyasacharya asks, I will ask the question, the second samavaya also must rest in dravya only. In what sambandha? You cannot say no sambandha, because according to your own theory, two padarthas should have a sambandha. In fact, in Tarkashastra, any definition, they will refer to sambandha only. In Tarkashastra, any definition they make, it will be referred to sambandha relationship. For example, if you ask, what is the definition of dravyam itself? Dravyam is substance, right? What is the definition of dravyam? They will have a big sloka for that. A tarkika will give a long definition. Samavaya sambandhava chinnaha, karyatvava chinnaha, karya nittaha, karyata nirupitaha, tadatme sambandhava chinnaha, adhikaranavatvam, dravyatvam. All these are all definitions of this particular thing called the substance, dravyam. This is the definition of dravya, substance. So all these things are sambandha. We don't have to be all into the tarka now. Our intention is to show he has to refer to sambandha. Any argument, the Nyaya philosopher has to refer to sambandha. So the moment he says samavaya is resting in dravyam, he has to tell the sambandha also. Therefore, he has to introduce samavaya number two, because he has to tell a sambandha. And he has to then have samavaya two is resting in dravyam. In what sambandha? He has to bring samavaya three, samavaya four, samavaya five, six, all that. Therefore, he will have the defect called infinite regress. Everything has to be a relationship. Therefore, he can never explain samavaya, a very powerful concept on which the whole creation rests according to him. So the relationship between the minute atom, MA, and the SSD. SSD is what? Short, small, dyad molecule. That Paramanu and this dyad itself is samavaya sambandha only according to him. And that of the dyad molecule along with the triad molecules also is same sambandha, samavaya sambandha. Therefore, karya karanayoho samavaya sambandha vattate. Dravya gunayoho samavaya sambandha. Dravya karmanoho samavaya sambandha. Dravya samanyayoho samavaya sambandha. Dravyam visheshayoho apim samavayam sambandha. Therefore, all the ideas are understood in terms of samavaya concept, the relationship concept, nikaran sambandha. Just as in Advaitam, everything has to be understood in terms of adhyasa only. Superposition. Mithya means adhyasa. Without understanding adhyasa, Advaita can never be understood. If you have rejected adhyasa, that means what? You have rejected Advaita. One cannot say, I accept Advaitam, but not adhyasa. Therefore, Vaisheshika system revolves around samavaya concept. And this samavaya itself is logically fallacious. It is full of doshas in the form of infinite regress that we just saw just now. Then they talk about various other doshas also. We need only to remember this much. Samavayaha, so anya padartha sambandha anapekshaha, padarthatvate, dravyavate, it's adequate to get samavaya. So samavaya also must have relationship with other padarthas, because samavaya also is a padartha, like dravyam, guna and all that. And one can never explain what is the difference between samavaya and other padarthas, because to talk of relationship, what you need? One has to introduce another samavaya inherence. For which another inherence and all. Infinite regress, dosha. This is general analysis. Let us go to the word analysis. So samavaya vipagamacham samyatim. Anavastitehe is a sutra. So let us give the running meaning first. So samavabhya samavaya vipagamate. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది అక్సెప్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్హెరెన్స్ చ చ అనవస్థితే అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ఫైనట్ రెగ్రెస్ చ మీన్స్ కంజంక్షన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇన్ఫైనట్ రెగ్రెస్ సామ్యాత్ డ్యూ టు సిమిలారిటీ వీ హ్ టు సప్లై బిట్వీన్ ఇన్హెరెన్స్ అండ్ అదర్ కేటగిరీస్ వీ హ్ టు కంప్లీట్ ద సూత్ర కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆటమ్స్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ ఎవల్యూషన్ Because to explain the combination of atoms itself, one will require the Samavaya category. And you will not be able to explain using this. This is the running meaning of the sutra. Now let us see the significance of the words. Samavaya Abhyupagamate. It's a compound word. Compound word, so Samavaya plus Abhyupagama. Samavaya means inherence. Which refers to the sixth padartha of the seven padarthas of Vaisheshika, which enumerated. And inherence has to be understood as what? Inseparable relationship. Avinabhava sambandaha. Like made for each other couple, that kind of thing. It seems once a tarka vidvan, it seems he went to Sringeri to have darshan of His Holiness. And he went, he's a great pandit, so this scholars and all. So he went with his watch also tied on his hand. Only people don't, they leave all those things out when they go to have such anushtanas and all. And on seeing this, His Holiness jokingly said, it seems, you seem to use your body and the watch in samavaya sambandha, he asked him. Or samyoga sambandha. Samyoga sambandha is another sambandha in Tarka Shastra, which means anitya sambandha. But a samavaya sambandha is called nitya sambandha, inseparable. So your watch and your body seems to be inseparable. So in your, because some people are, they even when they sleep, they keep the watch on. Therefore, one can use the term in day-to-day life activities also. It's an aside point, just to make a point, that's all. So samavaya, inherence, or nitya sambandha, or inseparable relationship. Then abhyubhagam, abhyubhagama, acceptance. Abhyubhagama means acceptance. So samavaya abhyagama means acceptance of samavaya in your system. Advaita does not accept samavaya sambandha at all. In Advaita, adhyasa sambandha only is accepted. We went through elaborately the adhyasa bhashyam. Rajju sarpavate, the rope snake, they are also inseparable. But sambandha is adhyasa sambandha. The sambandha between rope and snake is adhyasa sambandha. So samavaya is not accepted in Advaita. So we have to understand it as because of the acceptance of samavaya in your Vaisheshika system, samavayasya abhyugama iti shakti tatusha. It is supanchami. So this is, and then the next word is cha. Cha is conjunction. Samyat. Samyat means samasya bhavaha. It is. Samam is so samyam, similarity. Between what? Similarity between samavaya category and all the other five categories. Dravyam and all that thing, guna and all that we said. So dravya, guna, karma, samanya, universal, visesha, particular and all that thing. And what is the significance of this expression now? Why does Vyasacharya refers to similarity? We should know between the other five padarthas, you talked about inseparable relationship, you Vaisheshika, you talked about inseparable relationship of pairs. And since samavaya, the sixth also is padartha, this also must be associated with some other padartha, especially dravyam or substance in an inseparable form. Therefore, it is to refer to the necessity of sambandha or association. He refers to samyat. This is the hetu to establish the requirement of the relationship between samavaya and dravyam, substance. And once I establish the requirement of the relationship between samavaya and dravyam, I can prove the infinite regress as we said earlier. Because samavaya and dravyam will be in samavaya sambandha and so on. Therefore, samyat. Samyat is a crucial hetu. And this similarity leads to what problem? Anavasthitehe. Since this leads to the problem of infinite regress in the form of samavaya one requiring samavaya two requiring samavaya three and all that, and not only infinite regress, then he will require many samavayas also. And in his system, samavaya kaha ek samavaya samava samavayaha ekaha eva, that is only one. He enumerates 9 substances, properties, he enumerates 24, actions, he enumerates 5. Like that, he goes to samanyam, that also there are many, but samavaya, he enumerates only one in his system. So in short, you have headache, so change your view. Your Vaiseshika is Vyasacharya's answer to him. Yo vedadav swaraprokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya yapara samaheshwarah purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate om shanti 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 shri gurubhyo namaha harihi om.